This is an IELTS Energy bonus, your one and only computer IELTS course.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we are so excited to announce our 3 Keys Computer IELTS course is launched. Learn about our one-of-a-kind IELTS course today and how to access this prime practice and preparation for a 7 and higher on the computer-delivered IELTS exam.
Hey, Jessica, are you feeling excited today?
Oh my gosh, so excited.
I'm so excited.
You guys, our computer-delivered IELTS course, the 3 Keys System for Your Computer Test, is now available.
Yes, this is such an exciting day to be announcing this. Now, our special invite-only list has already started taking the course. So we did have a special private list where people signed up and they got a special deal on that. But now today, it's open to the public, meaning you guys, it is open for you and we are the first course. We haven't seen any other IELTS courses online that are geared just to computer IELTS. Jessica, have you seen
none.
Any?
Absolutely zip, zero, zilch.
None. I'm sure there will be followers in the future, but we are the first because we care about your scores, guys. I mean, we care about bringing, you know, it does matter. It matters that you're on a screen and you're not on paper on test day, right?
You guys, it's different. I mean, we spent countless hours researching this test. I even went and took the test myself.
Yes, and you went to Canada.
And while I could have been, you know, reading and listening and answering the questions, I was playing around with the screen. I did take the test. Like, I answered all the questions, but I took the time to test out our strategies, to figure out what the strategies should be for the computer, how they're different than the paper version, and taking note of all the functions and testing them out and thinking, okay, this is useful, this is not useful, this is what students need to know. So I already tested out all of the strategies on the actual exam before creating this course for you guys. And at the same time I was creating it, I did a lot of research, right? What else is out there? What other strategies are people trying to teach you guys? First of all, there's very little material out there, guys. A lot of the stuff that says it's computer practice is not computer practice. They're just taking the paper version and putting it on the screen. And that's not it. That's not what it looks like.
Yeah, that's not it. And you know, because you were in the test. I mean, after being an examiner for 14 years, you know, you took that challenge. It's really good. Like, if we have the examining experience, the teaching experience, but then we have the test taking experience as a team. Our team has been to the test, taken the test, coming back, learned things, and giving them to you guys, right? That's the key.
And that's huge because I'm going to say most of the IELTS teachers out there have not actually taken the exam themselves. They're just like, I'm a native speaker. Yeah. I can teach you how to take a test. And that could only go so far, right? But actually, testing out the strategies on the exam, like, that's the ultimate. And we have to do that. I have to do that or else I'm not going to be like, guys, this works. Trust me.
Right. Luckily, I mean, thank goodness we didn't have to actually change our strategies, right? So the 3 key strategies do work on computer IELTS. So the core of what you learn in our course, those strategies, they carry over across both tests. That's good.
Oh, for sure. Guys, you've heard students already that have been on the show that use our strategies that already exist to do the computer version and get crazy amazing scores. But
yeah, that's true.
So the slight differences, guys, the reason why it is so beneficial to take the computer course that we now have available is so you're super comfortable by test day because it is a different format. All the questions are the same. The strategies are the same. Yes, but there are slight differences that are really important to be aware of before you go in. Like, instead of underlining keywords, we highlight them, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. the most basic one, but mm-hmm. it is important to practice.
Yeah, I mean, we show you in the course exactly how to do that too, right? I mean, yes. these are you should never, just like any performer, any athlete, you would never do something for the first time on performance day, right? So right. why would you ever walk in to a test and try to learn how to do the highlighting function and all the computer functions on performance day, on test day? Why would you do that?
I know. And okay, let's give you guys another example, because I think I'm putting myself in our listener's shoes and thinking, like, I know how to highlight, like, I'm good at the computer. That's not crazy. But yeah. There are other differences, guys, that are important to be aware of before you go in and to practice before yeah. you go in. So for example, like map completion. Okay. On the paper-based version, you see a map and then there's gaps on the map. You write your answers on the map itself. Mm-hmm. But on the computer version, you don't do that, you guys. You'll see the map on the left, and then on the right side of the screen will be a table mm-hmm. with letters, and you have to check the appropriate box. And although it's the same question type, the way it's presented is completely different.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a really good one. And also just knowing that we can go to the bottom of the screen and click certain numbers to go back and review questions later. Right?
Again, so useful.
I mean, yes, we know how to highlight. We know how to do little things, but I think overconfidence is is what causes a lower score, right? We never want to be overconfident. Totally. That's being silly, right? I mean, so it's the cumulative effect of all of these things, not being aware of them and how they work, that could really hurt our score on test day if we don't have this.
Oh, for sure. So when I was like updating our lessons and making sure, right, like redoing them so they're geared toward the computer test takers, I added rookie mistakes at the end. So the last lesson of every module, guys, in Three Keys IELTS, is to highlight the rookie mistakes that people make every Saturday. And so I had to add to them, because there are different rookie mistakes that yeah. people make on the computer version, right? So you find out all the stuff that overconfident students mess up with on their test. And so you guys will not do that.
Definitely not. So guys, today's episode is to invite you into the course, into the computer IELTS. Again, this isn't available anywhere else. So if you're taking IELTS, you might as well come and take our computer-based course. Jessica, how can our listeners get to the course as quickly as possible and get an immediate username and password to log in and get started?
Yeah. So guys, same address, right? Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And you will see all the options there. So even if you're listening today and you're like, but I'm not taking the computer test, you could still get the three-key system for the paper version, guys. It doesn't matter what your IELTS goals are, we have the course for you. General, awesome. Academic, paper, computer, it's all there, guys. allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yes, so exciting. I mean, we've been working on this for a while, guys. We're so happy to be able to present this to you guys. Let us know how you feel about it and go get in right away.
Yes, it is amazing. And yes, we are very relieved, because we worked so hard on this, guys. We are so excited for it to start helping you pass the test.
Yes. All right, Jessica, I'll see you very soon. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.